that a little bit, and...
I thought I'd be back to you on this either Sunday night or sometime Monday.
That'll be good.
We're also working on the Chamber of Commerce speech with Buzz, so that we'll...
I've got to get something real novel there, something that's fresh and new and different, and besides just talking about how well they've done.
Yes. Well, Gardner Ackley is grinding away on that one, as far as Tuesday night is concerned, I had an excellent luncheon meeting for 2 hours with Henry Alexander day before yesterday, and sort of counseled with him, sort of brought him inside, so to speak, counseled with him as to the kinds of things that it would be useful for us to say, and particularly for you, what kinds of attitudes would be accepted by businessmen in the best grace and with, the greatest effect as far as prices are concerned. And he's been working very effectively with us. He was distressed by what Henry Ford said about car prices. I don't know whether you noticed that.
They're quoting Henry Ford here.
And said that Henry Ford said he wasn't going to cut car prices this year, and he simply jumped the gun. The industry had tried to keep any comments about car prices out of the papers completely, and he shot from the hip and has complicated our problem somewhat. They don't think it's made it hopeless, but he's made it more difficult. And I think there are people who really feel strongly within the industry and on the edges of the industry that the greatest thing industry could do would be to get at least a token reduction in car prices. But Ford didn't make our job any easier.
Well, that's what they say in this article. Ford says that the administration's hurting the economy.
Well, of course...
You hear these things, they hold off buying.
Yeah, that...
They haven't been holding off buying. They're all-time high, aren't they?
They're going great guns and all-time high, and there's no evidence of this. And furthermore, Mr. President, they've been drawing the fire to themselves. We have never mentioned publicly automobiles. They keep saying, well, Heller and the President are talking about automobiles. And, of course, neither you nor I have ever put the finger on the automobile industry as such. We've purposely not done so. But they always say, well, Detroit is listening, and Detroit figures that what they're talking about is automobiles. And that he was reacting against that.
He says one common misconception, Ford, is that an increase in cash flow does as much stimulate investment as an increase in profit alone. This simply is not the way things work. The decision to invest or not to invest is based primarily on company's prospects for future profit. A higher level of profit on investment will lead to more innovation and more economic growth and more and better products for consumers and more and better jobs for employees.
Well, we'll have something to say on that, too. And by the way, just by coincidence, I'm speaking tomorrow, winding up the conference on profits that's curiously enough being held in Minneapolis. And I'm going to talk about the whole role of profits in our economic policy and make very clear that it has a very high priority in our scheme of things.
Nobody's stronger for profits than the President. He wants more profits so he can pay, so we can all have better lives. We live for profits.
Sure, and this is going to emerge in the course of my comments that we've got to have profits if we're going to get the investment for the efficiency that we need and the international competitiveness we need.
The fact is, we do have them, don't we?
Oh, well, we have a terrific record of profits. I mean, they're just, and this year, though we don't have a first quarter estimate yet, I think they're zooming. So we're going to have a very good story to tell on these profits. We have.
It says 5.8 of the gross national product in 59, 5.1 in 55, and only 4.7 this year, assuming the GNP will wind up at 630.
Let's see. Profits after, he's probably taking profits before tax, but we'll take a look at that.
The percentage of the gross national product.
Yeah, yeah.
After tax, profits after.
Profits
levels after tax earnings.
This year we'll make better than 5% after taxes. We figure profits. We haven't used this figure publicly, Mr. President, but we figure profits after taxes of corporations will be right around $32 billion this year, and GNP is going to be 623. So you can see that's over 5%. So he's just wrong.
Get that article and give me a memo on it.
You bet I will.
Okay.
Righto.